quote, "I totally disagree with any theistic evolutionary perspective," end quote. That's what Dr. Ray Boland said, and therefore addresses the failure of neo-Darwinism. Now, on Probe.
This week, I'm discussing the first of four sections in the book, Theistic Evolution, A Scientific, Philosophical, and Theological Critique. This week, I'll be covering five chapters from the section, The Failure of Neo-Darwinism. Today, I'll discuss Stephen Meyer's chapter on the origin of biological form and genetic information. Before we begin, I need to discuss what a body plan is. The body plan of an animal is the overall structure of the body. For instance, the butterfly and the polar bear have very different body plans. The butterfly has its skeleton on the outside, what's known as an exoskeleton. The polar bear has an endoskeleton, or the skeleton is on the inside of the body. Butterflies have wings. Polar bears don't. In fact, all the major organs, limbs, and other body parts are arranged very differently. So each of these animals will need to form along very different pathways to arrive at the final product. The question becomes, how does the evolutionary process form such different body plans from similar beginnings? Studies in developmental biology, the study of how organisms develop from fertilized egg to final product, show that changes in the biological form require attention to the timing, especially those steps involved in developing the body plan. Also, there's a need for careful choreography in the expression of genetic information, not just when, but how much, how long lived, the proper sequence. There are real problems here for neo-Darwinism. Major evolutionary change requires changes in the body plan, which is formed very early in embryonic development. So, mutations need to occur early. Mutations that may occur late in development have no effect on the body plan. But numerous studies have shown that early mutations are inevitably lethal. Late mutations don't produce body plan changes. As Meyer puts it, the kind of mutations we need, we don't get. The kind we get, we don't need. There isn't just a need for new genes and proteins for new functions of the organism. Polar bears can endure freezing temperatures, butterflies can't. But new regulatory pathways are needed. Early development is controlled by developmental gene regulatory networks. These networks regulate the time and perform the choreography. Any mutations here are always inevitably lethal. Neo-Darwinism can't explain the origin of new animal body plans.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Dr. Ray Bolin. To get his free transcript on Theistic Evolution, The Failure of Neo-Darwinism, go to probe.org. And join us next time here on Probe.